That's the question.
What you're expecting?
I want to run at least a 4.39, but low 4.4 is 4.3. Either one. I just have to wait and see when Monday comes.
Right. Is it something that everybody's talking to you about?
Yeah, everybody asks me that question. What's your 40 time going to be? Or how much are you going to weigh? Right. I already answered one of the questions. So just got one more to answer.
Right. Well, what did you, for those of us who missed it, what did you weigh? Height?
I don't remember my height, but I weighed in at 244.
How much do you feel like your speed is what sets you apart?
It set me apart a lot because I can run down backs, I can guard receivers, tight ends. You know, a lot of linebackers can do all that at all. So it sets me apart a lot. So,
what do you feel like you need to do, to take your game to the next level?
Just keep working on fundamentals. Just keep working on your technique. Just keep studying film. Just keep doing what I'm doing. Just to get better at the game. Just critique myself.
What about your meetings with the Lions so far?
I don't think I met with the Lions yet. Not yet. I think I got this scheduled meeting tomorrow or this afternoon.
Is that the Ravens
your point tonight? I don't know. I got the room numbers. I just don't know what teams in what room.
Is that who you grew up like, or did you like it?
I like the St. Louis Rams when I was growing up. I started liking them when they had Marshall Faulkner morning and all of them. It's known as the greatest show on turf. So.
Zach, as far as your play and your character here at the Combine, what are you trying to show with the NFL personnel and the NFL coaches?
I'm just trying to show them that, I'm not that guy. If they had a bad image on me or something, I'm not that guy. I'm not the people that was here last year with all the trouble that I wasn't in none of that. Just to answer all their questions about that. So just answering all the questions they have.
How much you feel that's still hanging over you?
It's hanging over me a lot. The fact that I come from North Carolina, that I'm a defensive guy, and a lot of defensive guys got in trouble last year. So everybody is just wondering, is he one of them guys that was on the defense last year that got in trouble, or was he involved with any of that? Which I wasn't. So.
3-4, 4-3, do you feel
comfortable
in a
particular
scheme?
It doesn't matter, either one. I can rush the passer in 3-4 if you want me to play outside backer, or I can play the middle in a 3-4. In a 4-3, I can play both outside backers. I played a little bit of Mike in college, so it doesn't matter which scheme I go to.
How are your coverage skills? Did you do much coverage?
Yeah, I did. I covered a lot in Carolina. I think I had 7 total career picks. So
7?
Yeah, 7. I covered a lot, so it was this thing that, I can cancel out this one person that would be even better for our team.
We put into layman's terms how that speed helps you, especially in today's NFL, where there is so much passing. Might be asked to play in a lot of sub packages.
It helps a lot because then I can cover tight ends like Jimmy Graham, Vernon Davis, or all this, Michael Finley, all of them. It just make your defense so much better. We got a guy for his guy. So it's more that I can get out on slots and receivers like that too, so they can keep the mics and everybody in the box.
You can cover Jimmy Graham and Vernon Davis, you think?
I think I can cover them, give me some time. You never know what might happen.
Now, at 244, is that heavy for you? What was your playing weight at?
College, my playing weight was 238, 244 right now. I feel good at it, so, I'm going to just carry it.
Exactly. Talks a lot about your speed.
I use my speed for a lot of the stuff I do, but then again, I can overpower some certain people like offensive linemen. I'm not as weak as they think I am. I can bull rush an offensive lineman. So if I need to, I can show them if I need to. But otherwise, if no point, then no point.
In the 4-3 teams, I know you haven't talked to maybe many of them now, but do they talk to you more about being a Will or a Sam?
They talk about being a Will or a Sam, but they were saying you got to know all three. In my fact, you do have to know all three. I knew all three at Carolina, so I would go in there thinking the same, that I had to learn all three positions because you never know what you might who might get hurt, you might have to go here because this guy is better than this guy. So at the end of the day, just learn all three positions.
Do you have one that you prefer or that you think you're best at?
I think I'm best at outside linebacker, like either one, no matter. No matter where I play at, just give me a
spot. You grew up in Columbia, correct?
Yes, sir.
What did your parents do? What was it like for you growing up?
I'm originally from South Carolina, Estill, South Carolina. I moved up to Maryland during like late middle school. And I lived with my dad for like my ninth grade year. And after that, I lived with my uncle and my high school coach. So it kind of took a big part in my life. Just, you know, it was just me kind of in the house. You know, I really didn't get out a lot like that then. I had sports as a way, you know, to have fun. So it just took it in itself from there.
What did Coach DeVore mean to you?
Coach DeVore mean a lot. He was a guy that told me, he was like, my sophomore year, he said, you're going to be a good player one day. Just keep working at it. So he always tell me, hey, don't get down when it's lost.
Maryland,